You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, what does Paul mean when he says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord? Interesting question. Thanks for asking it, because I know that this is a text used by many to teach that when a person dies, he or she immediately goes to heaven. But let's take a look at the text in its context. That text is actually a quote from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. But as we look at every text in Scripture, we see that every text has a context. So what is the context of Paul's statement here? Well, when we look at the Bible, we see that Paul is continuing a discussion that he started in chapter 4. And in fact, there are parts of chapter 4 that many would find familiar. For instance, verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. And then, of course, he speaks about the ways in which the Christian goes through certain things in this life, but they don't despair because they're looking to the future life. In fact, when we get to the end of chapter 4, we see verses 16 through 18, Paul distinctly saying, so we don't lose heart, because even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And so we see here in no uncertain terms that Paul is contrasting this life, this temporary life, where we go through all this stuff, with the eternal life, where we'll be free from all those things that encumber us in this world. So with this in mind then, the whole idea that Paul is contrasting this life with the next, and of course the next life, the future life in eternity, then we can turn now to what he's saying in chapter 5. Now what's interesting is that he starts out chapter 5 by referring to the earthly tent in which we live, and that is the flesh, this fleshly body. He says the tent in which we live is being destroyed, but he says we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Here indeed we groan, verse 2, and long to put on our heavenly dwelling, so that by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we were still in this tent, we sigh with anxiety, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us his Spirit as a guarantee. And so when we look at what Paul is saying here, he's saying, listen, we're in the flesh right now. We're living a life in which we appear to be trapped. You know, we still have to face death. We still have to face hurt and discouragement. But God has something better for us. In fact, when we look at this passage here, I'm reminded of other parts of Paul's writings, particularly Romans chapter 8, verse 22, for instance, where he mentions the whole creation groaning together for deliverance. When does that deliverance come? When Jesus comes. And here again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2, he says that we're groaning to put on our heavenly dwelling, groaning to put on that immortal self that he talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And of course, when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we see again that we get our spiritual selves and put aside our fleshly selves at the time of the resurrection when Jesus Christ comes again. So with all this in mind, we continue looking at chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, and we see here that Paul is very clear that we walk by faith, verse 7, and not by sight. But in verse 8 he says, we're of good courage and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Notice now, he says, we walk by faith, not by sight. We're of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Again, as we've seen from the context, he's not saying that this happens immediately, but he's pointing to the future hope of resurrection, the time when this mortal shall put on immortality, this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this body of flesh shall be replaced by a body of spirit. I hope this helps.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org, or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.